Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Sorry about those that before, but thanks for joining us today. Is this your first Maryland radio interview since becoming a Terp?
Oh, yes, it is, actually.
How does it feel? Are you a little nervous?
A little bit. Just don't want to say anything stupid.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll do just fine. So, Mike, coming from Good Counsel High School, we got to ask you just to get things started. You're obviously a very big recruit, a four-star guy rated by all the recruiting services, offensive tackle. Can you give our audience an idea of how you play the game? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses as a football player?
I guess my major strength when I play the game is just I just love playing, you know. Anywhere I'm on the field, it doesn't even matter. I just want to be out there, and I just if I'm out there, I'm happy, and I'll try my hardest no matter where I am.
And Mike, let's back it up a little bit. You're with your football career. When and where did you start playing football?
I started football when I think I was like 7 or 8 years old, and it was my dad. My dad coached one of the youth league teams in Urbana, and he got me to start playing. I didn't really like football when I first started playing because I didn't like hitting other kids, but I guess it all turned out for the best. But that's how I started out.
Yeah, well, it certainly turned out okay. You got a scholarship to Maryland, your home state school. Obviously, you were first offered in the Ralph Regan era here at Maryland, but almost immediately after Randy Edsall was named head coach, you committed to Maryland. What did you see in Edsall that made you commit so quickly?
Well, I did my research on Edsall when I saw that he was the new coach coming in, and I just, like, one of the Good Counsel kids went to Connecticut while he was there, and I talked to my coach, Coach Malloy, about it a little bit, and I've never, like, from anybody who had, like, any credibility when they said, talked about it, just, like, they've never had anything bad to say about Coach Edsall and about his integrity, and that's the major thing with a college coach when you're recruiting. It's just how honest are you actually going to be with them?
Okay, and I'm actually curious, just coming from a student standpoint, as a recruit, how big is the college coach in making a decision for you, and how does that factor in with all the other things that go into picking a school?
Well, the way I look at the college coach, when you're at college, your coach is your boss pretty much, and you got to be able to have a boss that you know you're compatible with and that you're going to enjoy working for.
And who were some of the assistant coaches on Maryland that you really took to personally, who were key to bringing you to Maryland?
Coach Bratton, the O-line coach, it says something to me when most of the coaching staff leaves or is let go that he actually stayed. And it shows me how committed he is and how he's not going to leave. And also, he was my recruiter, which kind of helped because he was an O-line coach, and he was also my recruiter from my area. So I got spent a lot of time getting to know him, and we got along pretty well.
So how does his relationship work when you have a brand new offensive coordinator? Have you spoken to Mike Locksley yet at all? Is it mostly through Braden at this point because you still haven't really enrolled in the school yet?
No, I've spoken to Coach Locksley. He was there after the Under Armour game, actually. So I got to meet. That's the first time I ever met him. It was like 2 a.m. in the hotel lobby. But yeah, he came up to me as a great guy, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know him.
And speaking of the Under Armour All-American game, that happened in January and was televised on ESPN. What was your experience like at the Under Armour game, and what did you learn about yourself as a player going up against elite defensive ends?
I think the major thing I learned about myself is that, you know, it's a whole new level when you get to college, and that was just kind of like one of the stepping stones that I needed to take. I mean, in high school football, like in the WCAC, that's a great conference to play in, but going to the Under Armour All-American game, those guys were definitely a step above even that, and just shows me how much more I need to work if I want to be ready to play college football.
Yeah, certainly, but I mean, Mike, you have to be a little bit confident going forward. You're a very highly rated recruit. You're a very hard worker. coming from a very good football school where you're going to be prepared, what exactly are you looking to work on in the spring and in the summer before you play your first game of college football?
I think the main thing I'm working on is just is gaining a little bit of weight. You know, I'm around like 270 pounds right now. Hopefully I can gain a little bit more weight before I play college football, because all of those guys are 300 plus. But just putting on weight, but in a good way, not in all fat, and getting a lot, bulking up a little bit.
Yeah.
And one of the things coming into Maryland for you is that both of the starting offensive tackles transferred out of Maryland. Is one of your goals to start right away from game one as a freshman?
You know, I haven't really thought about that too much yet, but honestly, whatever Coach Bratton deems fit, or however he sees me progressing at Maryland, is what I'm going to go with. But if I did have that opportunity to play, really, I would be very happy to do that.
Yeah, certainly. And we got to ask you, Mike, a little bit about what's going on with Maryland football right now. Obviously, last season, kind of a rough season in Randy Edsall's first year, 2-10. Are you concerned at all where this program is heading in the future?
You know, a lot of people ask me that question, and I can honestly say I'm not concerned at all, because if you look at the recruiting class that came in, even after a 2-10 season, and if you look at the recruiting class that came into Maryland after that, I'm very confident that we're going to be very competitive in the ACC in the next couple of years.
And let's talk about that recruiting class that you referred to. Two of the highest-rated recruits in the class are your teammates, Wes Brown, the running back, and Stephon Diggs, the wide receiver. What did you think about those two players committing to Maryland, and can you shed any light about what kind of players they are to our listeners?
I think it's great because I'm good friends with both of them, you know, and it's nice going to school where you're at least, you know, a couple people when you're going. But I think Stephon is a highlight reel, and Wes Brown is just a power back, you know. I mean, Stephon, sometimes I see him make moves that, like, I didn't even realize was possible, like, outside of a video game. And then Wes Brown, man, he is probably, like, the fastest power I've ever seen in my life. He's a great athlete. And I'm almost confident that both of them are going to do excellent at the next level.
So how excited are you to be playing with, you know, two teammates like that of yours that you've already spent at least 4 years with in high school? How excited are you to be playing college ball with them as well?
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, it's just kind of like surreal, because not that many kids get the opportunity to play in college with the kids that they got to play with in high school. So I don't know how often that actually happens, but I feel like it's not a lot, and I get to do it.
Now, we're speaking with Mike Medeiros of Good Counsel High School, a future Maryland football recruit. He'll be playing for the Terps in the fall. Mike, speaking of Brown and Diggs, they both committed after you were the first commit of the Randy Edsall era. Were you a little persuasive? Did you say some things to try to sway them towards Maryland a little bit?
I did all I could. You know, every time they asked me questions about Maryland, I was more than happy to answer them, but in the end, I didn't want to be too involved because, you know, it's their decision ultimately, and I wanted them just to pick wherever they thought that they would be the happiest.
And one of the hopes that Maryland fans have with this recruiting class is that it opens some doors to get some more elite local athletes. Do you think that your recruiting class, you three at Good Counsel, including an Albert Reed in D.C., could be the kind of the first wave of recruits that, you know, kind of makes it trendy to come to Maryland if you're an elite local athlete?
Yeah, I definitely think so, because especially in my school, at least, everybody's like, oh, everybody's going to Maryland now. So it's definitely, football recruiting is definitely, like, a trendy thing, you know. Like, one year everybody goes to a certain school, and then the next year everyone wants to go to that school because everybody before them went there. And I definitely think that this has started something in Maryland. It's hard to tell right now, but I believe it has.
Hey, the talent is certainly there with this recruiting class, Mike. And last few questions for you here. Are you excited to wear those Maryland Pride uniforms for next year? What do you think about those?
Like I said earlier, I'm just happy to play, you know. I think the uniforms are cool myself. I've had mixed reviews about them, but I think they're pretty cool.
I have to agree with you there. They're pretty nice. Mike, just want to thank you very much for coming on with us today on Monday Night Madness. First radio interview went pretty well. You didn't seem too nervous.
Thank you.
All right, and best of luck in your time in summer ball and in the coming fall with Maryland and in the future. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, see ya.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, so that's Mike Medeiros, a 4-star offensive lineman recruit from Good Counsel High School, the very first recruit of the Randy Edsall era.